Dave Dan, 7 and a half of the hour. This time, this hour, we're joined. My voice has been going kind of wacko here this morning.
It's allergy time. Have you noticed? Spring is springing.
Spring has sprung. The grass is riz. I wonder where my allergy is. The terror at the end of the Boston Marathon, and that conversation continues with the latest material here focusing on maybe capturing. It's the maybes that are important here, because nobody wants to really say they have suspects in custody, they have a couple of men, they have photographs, they have bags that blew up, apparently. All that good stuff, not necessarily good stuff, but you know, I'm saying I find the radio better listening around than watching television, Jennifer, because television, same repetitive stuff over and over again. They can't get to the scene, so they have, Meredith was telling me last night, she lives down, she's about three blocks from where this incident took place. And so between where she lives on Beacon Street and where this event took place is Commonwealth Avenue.
Right.
Commonwealth Avenue is a double strip, one direction one way, the other direction on the other side of a green or sort of a common that runs from the Boston Common out to Mass Avenue. And all of these damn news trucks are parked on the common.
It must be really hard to live there right now.
That's right.
I mean, it must be a zoo. I mean, watching yesterday, again, with my Fox News, but watching Bill Hemmer, this poor guy was out there from, like,
is he doing? There's nothing to report.
Every show is going to him, and he's in front of some store. Like, he's just in front of some street.
Right.
And he's just, I mean, he was out there from when we were on the air yesterday, early in the morning. He was on all the way through Greta Van Susteren, which on the West Coast is like 7 o'clock at night. I mean, he was just standing out there all day. Day long.
And there's nothing to report because they aren't going to give them any information. They can't get to the site. It's closed off. So they're just standing there like stooges on Commonwealth Avenue and making a mess of the green.
Like the occupiers.
That's right. It is. It's really like the occupiers. So it gets to the point of being ridiculous. Anyway, I like the local runners sharing their stories, though. I was reading the story of Beth Ann Bly, who ran in the marathon to raise money for the Ace Baisley Children's Foundation, which is named for the former Boston Bruin who was killed in the terrorist attack on September 11th. She didn't expect to find herself caught up in this act of terrorism, as the president called it. She said, quote, "I'm sure a lot of people won't feel safe for a while." And you think about it, we've had any number of people. Kenny, you asked the question. We actually asked the question in our poll yesterday and on Facebook.com as well, whether or not you would change your plans to attend sporting events. It appears that not only did people say no, they said rah-rah, kind of, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. People were saying that even people who don't run said that they want to go to the Boston Marathon next year.
Right. So that they can be in the crowd
just to watch.
14 deep and not see anything. That's what I always love about it. It's kind of like going to a baseball game anymore or a football game, anything like this. You get the nosebleed seats. You might as well stay home and watch it on television. You see it much better. Unless you're down on the... And I don't even understand, you know, those people who want to go to a game and sit up on the bleachers, other than perhaps the excitement of being around other people who are there.
I think that's what it is, the feeling of being in a crowd.
You're not seeing anything. Yeah, but you don't see a damn thing. You can't see anything. It's really kind of crazy. I went to the Lakers. No, it wasn't Lakers. I went to, your father and I went to a, what do they call the hockey team? The Kings, right?
Mm-hmm. You probably went to the press box, right?
Yeah, and we're like 400.
You're in the rafters. That's
right,
where the press sits.
Yeah, right.
But they put them there on purpose because they feel like you can see everything from up there, which you
can't see anything.
Including the ocean.
You can't see a thing. It's the same thing with all these people. I was talking earlier, Jennifer, about the fact that the public cannot get to where this event took place with good reason, because they want to clean up all the whatever they can find for evidence. But you can go into the Lenox Hotel, which is across the street, or the Sheraton Hotel.
It's a great hotel, by the way.
Lenox,
I've stayed there several times.
Yeah,
it's so much fun.
Yeah, it's a nice older hotel. And the Prudential Center is there. So you can take pictures out the window and look down at the scene, but that's it. You're not going to get down there. So the news media can't get there. They're going up into these hotels and taking shots out of the window of nothing.
Okay, because I'm pretty good at Boston, but I've forgotten this. What's the street that the convention center is on, and then you drop down to the
Boylston. Boylston Street.
Okay, so Boylston, and then you drop down to Newbury.
Newbury Street is the next one down, mm-hmm. and there's Commonwealth Avenue, there's Marlboro Street, and then it's Beacon Street.
Okay, I got it.
So and then it's Storrow Drive and the Charles River.
All right, show up.
Well, I'm just
And then after the Charles River?
It's Memorial Drive. On the other side, that's Cambridge, where Harvard is.
Harvard, yeah.
MIT on the other side of where all of this took place. It's really, Boston's a very small city in terms of geographic mm-hmm. area. It doesn't cover a lot.
So walkable and great. Yeah, that's what I love about it.
But it is compact, if you will. Mm-hmm. And this particular area of Boston is called the Back Bay because the land was filled in upon way, way, way back in the...
in the bay.
Yeah, right.
Way, way, way back in the
yes.
bay.
Yeah.
In the day.
Anyway, this young girl, I was talking about this young lady named Anne Bly. She mm-hmm. raised $12,000 for this charity, which I think is really commendable.
Mm-hmm.
And she had some friends that were running as well. Now, one would wonder how much better would they have done, been if it hadn't been for all of this. Or maybe they got more money because of it. That's probably not something you're going to easily figure out. But at any rate, 888... what's the number? 888. I have three.
302, Doug.
I have, yeah, but I have this. I use a different number on the weekend for Dr. Ken. Starts with 888.
Oh, do you? Oh, that's
funny. We have advertisers whose number starts at 888, and I remember them and confuse them.
And we have a new number, really. I mean, it's relatively new. So
yeah, it is.
888-302, Doug is our number.
Jennifer Horn.
I'll be in charge of that one.
Actually, Richie's not here today because his daughter.
He's in court. He's finally going to go to jail.
No, actually, took his daughter to the hospital.
I know. I heard. Well, he had mentioned to us, both of his kids were sick. So.
Right. So he was up all night, and he's going to court today to beat a $100 ticket, and probably it cost him $300 to do it.
To go there.
Right.
But it's just
it's
the principle.
The principle of the thing, yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, right. Right. Well, he could be like some people I know who will go nameless. If she gets another ticket, she will be walking. So
that's not me, by the way, just for the record. I hope. Unless you know something
no,
I don't.
No names, yeah. All right, so let's see here. What else? There's nothing else here. We can look at the same material over and over and over again. The surveillance cameras, maybe they got somebody in custody. I don't see. What is interesting, though, is how the post office acted. Or we're trying to figure this out, and I don't know the answer to this. If somebody knows the answer, you can help us at 888-302 Doug. The ricin... or whatever the powder was that was sent to the president and to Senator, what's his name?
Wickers.
Mm-hmm. Wickers, yeah. They didn't, the news media is playing this up like, my God, these men could have been killed. No.
The people that handle it at their plant could have
right.
been, because they have everybody check it first.
Right. They have set up since September 11th a system that actually works, hello, and that's how they caught this stuff. They have procedures that they inspect all the mail that comes through, and that's how they caught this stuff. So to have the news media make this big deal out of how, they could have been killed, nonsense. They're going to get killed. They aren't even going to give it 100 miles. Well, maybe a few miles of that stuff.
Did you hear the guy was an Elvis impersonator?
The person who sent the stuff?
Yeah, the person they arrested last night in Tupelo, Mississippi. He was an Elvis impersonator, yes. I'm all shook up in the head.
This has been
a crazy
week.
I got to tell you, if you understand astrology and the planets and stuff, Mars.
Please explain.
All right. If you look up, if you look up Mars astrologically, or the input of Mars. Mars is, let me do a couple of commercials and we'll talk about this, because it's really pretty fascinating as to why all of this crazy stuff is happening, if you have any interest or connection in how the stars work. Otherwise, you can say I'm crazy and, good luck to you. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. Your looks. You must have been a beautiful baby, because baby, look at you now. You have thinning, weak, and tired hair. You're not such a beautiful babe now, are you? But we can fix that, you and me. If you listen to what I have to say about Provia, a new product from Chamonix that strengthens your hair follicles, therefore giving you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. It's like nothing, actually, that you've ever tried before, experienced before. So many women are losing their hair. It's getting thin. in. Jennifer's lucky. She has a beautiful full head of hair. Kenny's got a nice full head of hair. I've got a few spots here and there that are a little weak. That's why I'm liking using Provia for the first time. You will like it as well. If you're losing your hair and you want to do two things, number one, have the stuff that you've got left look fuller, and number two, clean your scalp so that the pores are open. A lot of these pores get clogged up with all of the cosmetic stuff that you use, the normal shampoos and rinses and stuff. They may clean up your scalp and your head, but they plug up where the follicles, where the hair actually comes through, those little teensy-weensy dots that you see if somebody takes a shot of your head and you look at it and say, well, those little things. Same as your arm. You have those little pores where the hair comes out. So if you plug them up with all that stuff you use in your hair, it's not going to grow. This cleans it out. Simple and beautiful. Your hair will be great after you use Provia Serum, which you can get right now by calling 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319. Provia. Ask for the special Doug Steffen deal at 800-525-8319.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats. How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you are a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Amberen is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40. With no big changes in lifestyle, Amberen restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so you can finally lose the weight. And all of the other menopause symptoms simply go away. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-663-2777. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. That's 1-800-663-2773.
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting questions? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paint and stains during our 4-day super sale, April 19th through the 22nd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, time for a 2020 News Quiz question. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Who is Lu Lingzi? Lu Lingzi. Who is he? 888-302-3684. You know the answer. You win a small prize. 2020 News Quiz question about something. Obviously, this person is in the news and is prominent in the news. Why is that? Lu, L-U, L-I-N-G-Z-I. I think just pretty interesting how all these pieces are. If I give you too much more, it kind of gives it away. All right, so figure it out. Interesting big doings in Boston radio. One of the radio stations has stopped doing all contests this week in honor of the victims.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, that's pretty important.
Yes.
Yeah, good for them. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday
enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
And I'll say no more about that other than what's going on in my life is something that probably goes on in your life. Every once in a while, you get things into your head, you get people into your head, and you can't get them out of your head. That's what this song is a tribute
this
to.
This week, oh my gosh, and this getting week maybe those images out of
right,
your head.
That's Kylie Minogue, by the way. Song is number one during this week in 2002. We're talking about the Boston situation as usual, and I mean usual this week anyway. I asked a question, and it's interesting. Somebody just dropped a microphone on my head.
It sounds like somebody did.
All right. So
I was sneezing, so it was not me, sir. Thank you. I know. I had to go away for a moment.
So Kenny and I were just talking about this name. Apparently, I said it was a he and it's a she. And the name seems to be in question because some people think it's Ling Zai Lu and other people think it's Lu Ling Zai. What do we think, Kenny? What rules the day here?
I think we'd have to say that either of these could be correct, yes.
All right.
It seems to be almost like aloha means hello and goodbye.
Yeah. All right. So this is the question. We have a 2020 News Quiz question. It's 25 past the hour. How this works when I use these is at 20 after the hour or close to it, I'll ask a question, and you got till 20 before the next hour to answer the question for a swell prize at 888-302-3684. So I'm trying to have you explain who this Lu Ling Zai is, or Ling Zai Lu. A lady, young lady. Why is she in the news? Why would I be asking you about her? One of the other things going on today that disrupts things with some and disturbs others, the fact that the compromise deal between the Republicans and the Democrats on gun control did not make it. There was a deal struck between some Republicans and Democrats that would have extended current background check rules to sales of guns made at gun shows and online. Fell 6 votes short of passing. The count was 54 to 46. It needed 60 votes to be adopted. What the president says about this, I don't care. Because he's, for me, nothing. He's immaterial to pretty much everything. But in terms of what he said, it's disturbing because it seemed that this would be easy and few
right.
people would be affected by it, and it would be the people affected would be those who need to be checked.
Right.
So the fact that it didn't work is...
Well, you know, you have... here's the deal with this gun control stuff. As much as the media is playing up that people want this, and I think to some extent people do, the people that are voting against it, I mean, these are people that are up for re-election this year. This is such a part of the political game.
It's a game.
You know, and
right.
it's like the people that are in middle America do not want this. People in New York City and Los Angeles, they may want that. But people in the middle of the country do not. And those people are... going to be able to vote for a new Senate and a new House soon, and those people don't want to commit political suicide by doing the wrong thing.
Well, it just shows you how it isn't the people, it's the influence of the NRA, how they would use the money that they have to target these people, and that's, you're right, it's all politics. It's got nothing to do with the welfare
but
of America.
You know, once it passes, what I do not appreciate is when, and any president, this is not just a thing on President Obama, but once something passes, to go out and say, well, sorry, just because you've spoken my way or the highway, I think that's kind of inappropriate in a week when people are still healing
right,
after
but I just
terrorists.
Said to you, he's irrelevant.
Yeah.
You know, to most anything and everything that goes on. Michael, can I put this person on the air? Because I'm, or if I, yeah, I don't think I can. You maybe want to, or are you still talking to him? I think he's still talking to him. All right. I can't put him on the air. Dennis is in Joliet, WJOL. What's the significance of Liu Lingzhi?
She was the... Chinese victim in the Boston bombing.
Right. She was at Boston University, a graduate student there. She came from northeast China. Yes, she's the 23-year-old that was also killed. Thank you, sir, for those answers.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Back in the day, the hotel minibar was basically a revenue generator for hotels. They relied on tired, hungry, or bored travelers grabbing for those overpriced M&Ms or sodas when nothing else was available. But thankfully, a lot of that is changing. For many hotels, maintaining those minibars just isn't worth it. So they're getting rid of the minibars in favor of selling snacks in the lobby or vending machines. Room service is still a moneymaker, so that's not going anywhere. Many hotels are even introducing mobile apps and loaning iPads so you can order food without ever having to pick up the phone. Of course, some of the hotels are getting a little sneaky. Ever come across one of those infrared minibar sensors? They detect when an item has actually been moved and you get automatically charged. So skip the in-room choices and head to the closest store. Buy what you want at the price you want to pay. Believe me, it's worth the schlep. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through TravelGuard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
That's what I'm talking about!
At Shell stations all over America, millions are saving big on Shell fuel through the Fuel Rewards Network program. Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine in participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then, swipe your Fuel Rewards Network card to save big at participating Shell stations.
Yeehaw!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm going to tell you about an email that I'm doing right now. Hold on a second.
Are you buying like some black market diesel or anything? What are you doing over there?
All right. So here's what I'm doing. Jennifer and I have a good friend named Howard Price.
Yes.
Howard's a big traveler. Howard's in the advertising business. And he's just a good, solid, fun
guy. Is never home though. This guy takes amazing trips all the time.
He's made too much money, and so he now goes here, there, and everywhere.
If I could only fit in his suitcase.
So anyway, he flew. Flew from. He lives in Colorado Springs, so he flew from Denver to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And was talking about the flight that he took and on the kind of plane it was, et cetera, et cetera. And then he flew from Los Angeles to Australia. And while he was in Los Angeles, your father had dinner with him, and
he
was happy to thank Mike for doing that. So he's describing the trip and taking a ride on a 777-600.
Oh, that's cool.
Which the plane doesn't exist. There's no such thing as a
777. Oh, but a 777 is it has the upstairs, right?
No, that's a 747. Right.
Never mind that.
So a 777, there are two models of a 777.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is what they call the 200, which is the standard version that's been around for about 10, 12 years. And then there's the 777-300 that's just come out. American Airlines, the only one who has them, and I think they only have one or two because they're just being built now in service. So he said he was riding on a 600. So I challenged him, and he said, wrong! And I've just sent him back a note, wrong! And he wanted to know what a 717 was. He'd never heard of a 717, which is... I wrote him back. I said, a 717 is the modern version of an MD-80, which was the modern version of the DC-9. So let's see what he does with that. I'm sure that I'll hear back from him. He may be even listening to us. He's in Australia.
Hi, Howard.
But that doesn't keep you from listening because there are all kinds of ways
right.
of getting the program, all kinds of apps, the Good Day app, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeart, you name it, we're on it, and DougStephan.com, plus all the great radio stations, now up to about 485 stations around the country carrying this program in one way or another. That is very nice. Thank you, Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. I was about to say Richie's daughter went to the hospital. Last night she got some kind of foodborne illness. Her son's got strep. He's going to court, so forget him. He's out of it, so we can play and, you know, mess things up a little bit if we want to without him being on us. Is that okay? Is that fun? I'm not the boss here. Actually, Richie is, and so when Richie's not here,
I get to play a little.
Do whatever. All right, so updating what's going on. The Ryson letters, they've got a suspect who apparently is an Elvis impersonator named Paul Kevin Curtis from Tupelo, Mississippi. They were signed, I am Casey and I approve this message. This guy's got to be a little bit. In connection with the letters read, to see a wrong and not expose it has become a silent partner to its continuance. I am Casey and I approve this message. Reports of suspicious packages and envelopes came
in. Suspicious minds, I mean packages.
Right, yeah, that yes. tied into Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of Senate office buildings actually have had the same letters. And so this guy's been taken into custody. There was a man who was questioned on the first floor of the Hart Senate office building. But apparently he wasn't guilty of anything except being at the wrong place at the wrong time and looking like Elvis, from what I can tell. All right, so that's that story. The gun legislation didn't get anywhere. This is kind of a bizarre story from Texas. Remember the shooting of the prosecutor and the DA and his wife?
Yeah.
The guy who did it, or the people they arrested, a husband and wife. The guy who apparently did this is being held on $3 million bond. This fellow, Eric Williams, was convicted of stealing computers. And he lost his license to practice law. So he had this is in March of last year. And so he went after these people and killed them all. Because he was found guilty of stealing computers. Do you think we don't live in a crazy world with crazy people?
People are losing it out of their mind.
They really are.
It's scary. It really is a scary
Look at
time.
The people who protested Margaret Thatcher's funeral, for God's sakes.
I know.
And
President Obama and the Secretary of State John Kerry were protesting.
Yeah.
Did you know we didn't send anybody? The only people that went were Dick Cheney and Henry Kissinger on their own?
No, Baker and Schultz went. Former secretaries of...
But they're the formers. Yeah. Shouldn't somebody go?
Yeah, we should have sent...
I thought somebody
at least Biden.
Gone. Biden would have been great.
Get him out of the country for a while. Anyway.
Sent him on vacation for a little bit.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I don't know why that kind of caught me off guard.
She was a liberal. She was a conservative and they're liberals. They don't care.
She was a great contributor to history.
That's one of the things that's so wrong with our country. And so many callers have been saying...
The team sport.
Yes. Well, the people who have been calling about the... folks who blame Republicans for the Boston Marathon or Democrats being blamed for the marathon are beyond stupid, just and beyond reprehensible, too. I did say something about this perhaps being connected to the Tea Party, but had nothing to do with the party itself. It had to do with the way some people think about the issues. I didn't say the Tea Party sent somebody to blow up the marathon. You never heard that from me. And the Republican National Committee didn't send somebody to blow it up. And the Democratic National Committee didn't send somebody to blow it up. But some of these people who are so warped that they think this sort of thing is okay. I mean, it's okay. You need to express yourself, but if you're that crazy, maybe you better check in. At any rate, and that's what it is. The world is a marathon. I were talking about this morning, the craziness in the world. It wasn't in that quite in that light, but there is a lot of crazy stuff going on. Okay, so see if you think this is crazy. I said in the last half hour we're going to talk about Mars. And because these events are going on, not many people will go out onto a limb, as I am prone to do and happy to do, frankly, in a circumstance like this, because I think everybody's looking for an explanation, a reason. And because most everybody wants to do the conventional stuff and blame, 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 I give you something else to think about, all right? In astrological terms, those of you who know astrology, maybe we should get an astrologer on here to explain Mars. We hear about Mercury being in retrograde. That happens three times a year. Usually communication suffers greatly during a time of Mercury being in retrograde. But not many people are familiar with Mars and how influential it may be. Mars is the planet of assertiveness. Mars is the planet of energy. And Mars is the planet of action. And because Mars is really in a bad position, worst position in the heavens that it's been in apparently for a long, 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 long time, there are intensities that have come about as a result of this in all kinds of dynamics. We are in Aries, which is one of the fire signs. Aries and Leo. What's the third one? Is it Gemini?
It's Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. Okay, thank you. Anyway, so you got the fire signs here, and this is intense anyway. Aries and Leo and Sag, very of that. Actually, Leo is the most intense, so it's a good thing this isn't going on during August, but it's bad enough it's going on in April. The planet is basically the connection that most people have to insight, especially when it comes to anger and passion. It's traveling through a place in the heavens now that has brought about this intense, strong anger and fear. And it intensifies in terms of expressions especially. So that's why you hear, if you listen to a lot of these callers from these programs, there's really anger and fear. And an event like this creates more anger and more fear. Mars, especially while it's in Aries, has a number of links to other planets, and they intensify expressions of energy and the potential for anger and upset during the rest of this. Where are we? What's today? Today is the 18th, right?
Yes.
So we go out of Aries, I believe, in 5 days or four days.
A little less, I think, because Taurus is coming.
Taurus will come in.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see, according to this astrologer, a distinctly different change in energy with the advent of Taurus, as Mars will not have the same impact. But in the meantime, you got this crazy stuff going on. And it is. It is complete craziness. And so, anyway, whether you buy into this or not, or people think I should be committed to the loony bin, whatever.
Not for reasons of this nature, though, sir.
Really? There's something else that qualifies me for that, is it?
I don't know. Let's give it time. It's early.
Speaking of time, it's 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
And now, the lens of liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Political correctness went too far, as reported in New York, where some city schools had decided to stop using certain words on tests, including dinosaurs, birthdays, Halloween, and others. The idea was to avoid offending anyone at all. Birthdays are not celebrated in various religions. Halloween is considered a pagan holiday by some, and dinosaurs imply evolution to others. But officials who propose eliminating important concepts from education should first look through the lens of liberty. Then they would understand that people must be free to make up their own minds about controversial issues. We should all be free to learn about and debate such topics. That's our right as free American citizens. Refusing to mention dinosaurs doesn't make those huge bones disappear.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Get the biggest flooring deals in a decade at Lumber Liquidators' 10th Annual Hardwood Flooring Clearance Sale. This weekend only, get famous April sale prices on laminate from 19 cents a square foot. Clearance flooring like hardwood and bamboo from 29 cents. Pre-finished easy-click hardwood from $139. First quality bamboo flooring from just $149. Plus, get special financing. Don't miss it. We're adding new deals daily and slashing prices till it's gone. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
888-302-3684. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. You know, a lot of people are talking about the effects of the sequester on what's going on in our daily lives, what is happening. You heard some of these fools in Washington actually suggest the police couldn't do their job because the budget from the feds was cut by 2%. And the police...
Which the police did a great job, by the way.
Well, the police, the FBI, the ATF, they've been all over each other, fumbling and stumbling over each other in this area to do the work. And I don't mean fumbling in a negative sense, because I do think they've done a good job. I think you see what the agencies, when they actually work together and coordinate what they're doing and don't to try to be territorial and take all the information. The latest info is coming from the camera at Lord & Taylor, which is right across the street. There's a mall, a shopping mall connected to the Prudential Tower. And the mall is on the outside of it, if you will, the edge on Boylston Street, has a Lord & Taylor in it. And so their cameras up on the outside have a shot across the street of where the bomb was.
Right.
And so that's where they're getting these pictures. It's very interesting. And that's why I say these clowns like Peter King would say, we got to have more cameras everywhere so we can monitor people. Bourgeois. The locals who had their iPhones and these stores like Lord & Taylor, there are cameras at every angle seeing everything that's going on. So don't fall asleep for that nonsense from King and his cohorts at all. All that's aimed at doing is more control, like the Patriot Act. And it doesn't, I mean, it just shows you how what we have people, we don't have a lot of quality people in government anymore, or at least we don't have them in the political end of things. We get guys like King, who are just so full of themselves and the stuff that my cows dump out about 15 times a day. The reason I bring it up...
What
we said to send to the Westboro Baptist Church yesterday.
Right.
Yeah.
What I thought was interesting yesterday is just social media's role now in the way we consume news. And the reason I bring it up is that the FBI waited all day. You know, there was all this confusion. Was someone arrested or were they not? That they had suspects. Okay, so there's two suspects, but they're not going to give the public the photo. They want to keep it for law enforcement. Yeah. Yesterday on social media, the picture was already circulating.
Somebody leaked it. Yep, exactly. Well, also, with regard to budgets being cut and the conversations you've had about the 149 airports that are going to... These are all small facilities in 38 states. They mostly deal with private flights, once in a while a commuter flight. They're going to be open, but they are going to have controllers to keep the airplanes, what some say is a safe distance apart. What you don't get from that story is every airplane now, no matter how big it is, as long as it's commercial, has a guidance system in it that warns when there is a plane within 5 miles in any direction, up, down, left, right, back, forward, front. So there's that. But the one thing that does not happen or not require any smaller airports is for the smaller airplanes to have the same equipment. So either you're not going to be able to fly if you can't use visual flight rules, or, I mean, I can't imagine they'll let you go up there in the cloud and not have any guidance. I can't imagine.
How stupid would you have to be? And whose rear end would be on the line if something happened with that ruling?
Right. And so the collisions that occur up in the air, mostly it's maneuvering and around the airports, so it doesn't happen any other, up in the, once you're up, you're not going to have a problem. 51 after the hour, and good day.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Thursday, April the 18th. On the air with me is Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Richie's Gonzo for the day. But we certainly can. We have proven many times before, and we'll
we can do this alone,
many
Doug.
Times again. We don't need him. We're fine without him.
We don't need no stinking McFadden.
No.
Actually, we do. We love Rich.
We do need a stinking Shelley Palmer, though. This is Tech Talk time. We can get at how you can use technology better and better. First, we have a couple of different things here to discuss in this portion of the program. First one comes courtesy of Shelley Palmer, who's our technology researcher, who talks about a website that lets you share what you read with your friends. It's called goodreads.com, and he'll have that for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you love reading and love sharing book recommendations with your friends online, chances are you've heard about and probably used the site Goodreads. Goodreads lets you keep track of what you've read and what your friends are reading. After being independently operated since it began in 2007, Goodreads was recently bought by Amazon, a partnership that may be good for authors and book lovers, and especially Kindle users. Both services have helped authors get their books out to a wider audience, and Goodreads has pledged to make Kindle support one of its top priorities. But Goodreads users are up in arms, not only for fear that they'll lose the sense of community they've built, but because they've become the product, and they were just sold to Amazon. When you're on a site and you can't figure out what the product is you. As we see more and more each day, we're all just data and ways for companies to make more money. And we better get used to it. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it. For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Oh, yeah! Who's the man? Right here!
Does your fill-up make you feel this good? It can, with Shell and the Fuel Rewards Network program, where members pay less for Shell fuel.
Yeah.
Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then use your Fuel Rewards Network card at participating Shell stations to...
Hey, big!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see FuelRewards.com.
Prices are falling fast at Rent-A-Center. It's the Rack Roll Down. We've rolled down prices throughout the store to their lowest levels ever. Shop our new lower prices on your favorite brands. Everyone's pre-approved for 90 days same as cash or flexible weekly or monthly payments with no credit needed. Hurry in and save like never before with new lower prices at Rent-A-Center. See store for details. Pre-approval means no credit check or credit required. Rental purchase transaction, 90 days same as cash, now valid in Vermont.
All right, so here's a problem. There are a lot of students in school, even down into the middle school area, that are involved in sexting. Another incident here locally where I am, the students are not facing criminal charges. However, some of the things that are on these pictures, the conduct, is, I mean, if you were older than 14, you'd be accused of criminal activity.
Right. These kids don't realize that this is out there forever. This comes back to you because it's just, you know, when you're a kid, it's all about right now.
Your parents need to know what the heck you're doing with these things, and most don't. It's an incident that's occurring over and over again across the country. 59 after the hour on Good Day.
Pamper Mom with a Pandora Mother's Day gift set exclusively from Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The set includes a Pandora sterling silver clasp bracelet, two pink tendril clips, and a Jared exclusive celebration flower bouquet charm for only $170, a $200 value. And you'll only find this incredible offer at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Available now through May 12th while supplies last. See store for details.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.